California officials have proposed spending nearly $400 million over 10 years to slow the shrinkage of the state's largest lake, the Salton Sea, southeast of the Coachella Valley. The Brown administration yesterday unveiled a plan to build ponds on the northern and southern ends of the Salton Sea. The Salton Sea is not really a sea. It's not even a natural lake. It was created 100 years ago after a Colorado River dike broke, pouring water into the area for months before the dike was fixed. The relatively shallow body of water has stuck around since then, fed in part by rivers that run from Imperial and San Diego counties and from Mexico. But the Salton Sea has been evaporating and is expected to evaporate at an accelerated pace starting next year when the San Diego region no longer diverts water to the desert region. The state has so far committed $80 million to fixing the Salton Sea. That leaves a shortfall of more than $300 million. San Diego has agreed to send water to the lake through 2017 as part of a deal to buy Colorado River water from the Imperial Valley, which includes the lake. More exposed lake bed is likely to result in respiratory problems for residents as far west as the Inland Empire who breathe in that dust.